Hi, this is Gavin from FE News. I'm here at UCL, the Institute of Education, to chat with a bunch of experts, leaders in their field around what is the future of education and work, to also unpack some of their interesting research projects to see what we can learn and how we can take the sector forward. And today I'm here with Graham Griffiths. Graham, what's your role at UCL?
So I'm the director of the post-compulsory PGCE. This is a programme that's run really for the further education colleges and other parts of the sector. I mean, it's worthwhile mentioning, of course, it's not just further education. There's adult education. There are many independent providers, prison sector, all those kind of things. So we're looking at teacher education for all of this wide-ranging sector. And it's quite an interesting sector to be involved with. I've worked in it for many years, and it's presented some quite interesting issues over time. You know, there was a time when teacher education wasn't a requirement for the sector. Then it became a requirement for the sector during the Labour years, and then since the 2010, the deregulation has presented quite a different sort of challenge for the sector. So we've moved, changed with the times, dealing with the programs. I mean, I haven't been here all of those time. I've been involved in the sector to begin with, then began working in teacher education, first of all in another university, and then I came here. Shall I keep going?
That's great. It's good to put it into context, because you know, it's quite unique where it's actually specialising in further education and adult learning. And like you said, the sector's been on a journey.
Yep.
And where do you see where we're at now with the sector's teacher training? Like the, you know, practitioner training, some people like to refer to different sort of delivery experts.
Yes.
And where do you see the future being?
Yeah, I mean, it is a... teacher education, full stop, is in a fragmentary state with... I mean, I suppose it's fair to say the government has got kind of quite an agenda to take it out of higher education. So for schools, they want schools to run their own teacher education programmes. I mean, further education has been running its own teacher training programmes for many, many years, as long as I can remember. And so have universities. And there are clearly pros and cons of the involvements of whoever in all this, and the pendulum swings backwards and forwards about where these things are. I mean, I would say obviously that I think that, you know, we bring an important perspective on this, but it's not like we're divorced from the sector itself. I mean, I used to, as I said, I worked in the sector for many, many years. All of us did, you know, all of us do. Some of us still do out there actually while we're doing our teacher education. So, you know, we're not disconnected from it, but obviously we also bring a different perspective, and sometimes. You know, it's quite it can be important for people to step outside of the space that they're at and to see things from many different angles, and that obviously involves a theoretical one. But I don't want to emphasise necessarily theory over practice, because I mean that would be a mad thing to do. I mean, actually, we are all interested in practice. I mean, that's the whole point. What on earth would we be doing teacher education for, or practitioner education for, otherwise? So I'm. Where do I see it going? I think I want to work with people. That's the thing. I mean, I've always worked in and with the sector, and I think not just me, but the whole team, and we want to continue to do that. And that's the most important thing: is to find where things go and to go with it.
How can we encourage teachers, practitioners? There's a bit of an identity crisis in what we sort of discuss as delivery staff, teachers, lecturers, tutors, assessors, endpoint assessors. I could go on. How can we encourage continual professional development, not just in onset, so we start and we get that in place, but that continual? Because sometimes we as a sector can be a bit like that overstretched builder that doesn't get to work on their own house. You know, how do we encourage CPD in the sector?
Yeah, this is difficult, isn't it? I mean, you've raised quite an important thing. I've worked on national projects to do with CPD in particular, because my subject, by the way, is mathematics. I headed up a project where we developed some national materials when we needed to involve many more teachers in teaching GCSE mathematics for when during the period of the raising the participation age. That, you know, it was seen as quite a good project. The rollout was great. We involved loads and loads of people. But I always sort of feel with these things is it's great doing CPD, and people come to it and they really love it, and they really take away quite a lot. But I think, I'm not quite sure, when I say they take away quite a lot, they feel that they take away quite a lot, but then they go back to the places and it's often business as usual, and sometimes the impact isn't there. And I think that's the thing that does concern me. I think it's, and I also see that, it feels to me that when you develop people, you need them to want to develop and to motivate them to do something different and to be involved in change. It's very difficult, particularly at the moment, because obviously pressures of money mean there's very little time for anybody to do very much thinking. And I think that's what's needed more than anything else, is people to have thinking time. Other, you know, we always have these comparisons looking at other countries for across all sectors and all sorts of things, and the trouble is it's very easy to cherry pick the bits that you like about what other people do, but there definitely are places that where they give teachers more time to think and to plan together and think about what they're doing. I can see there are dangers in that. Of course there is. You if you give people less to do, there's a danger they won't do anything. They'll just do less, and they'll fill up their time doing the things they currently do, and possibly with a bit of twiddling of thumbs. So I can see a problem there, but I also don't see any way that we're going to move anywhere unless we do give people some time. So I suppose it's a necessary but not a sufficient condition, I think, for change.
And another question really that I'm quite interested, it's not for all teachers, and the word teacher probably doesn't really come into play with some roles here, but dual professionalism. How do we encourage dual professionalism, and what best practice have you seen in dual professionalism? Because it's coming more and more to the fore with, you know, the apprenticeship side, vocational,
yeah.
T-levels.
Yeah.
How do we encourage dual professionalism?
But I think that's where people need to come outside of what they're doing. They need to be able to look at what they're doing from many different perspectives in order to see that they are doing these things differently, that there are two things going on at the same time, or indeed potentially more, that's the point. Because they're probably not just looking at their own area and the education of it, they're probably thinking about what other people do when they're working in the institutions. They're working with other people as well. So, you know, there are many things going on when you start doing this job, which might be under the broad umbrella of teacher. I think it is thinking time. I think they need input from lots of different places, which is where I think why it's important that somewhere like the Institute, not just us obviously, other higher education institutions, have an input into that process. But of course, everybody has an input into that process, and I certainly wouldn't place us above anybody else in relation to that.
I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Why not click subscribe so you can be informed when the latest next individual podcast or podcast mini series from FE News are going to be released.